So we concluded yesterday, as the machlokas between Rav Usha, the Tana, and the Tana in our Mishnah, in Baba Kama, the first Mishnah. Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim says, when I say the word four, I mean 13. Because when I say Odom HaMazik is one of those four, that Odom HaMazik case, you know, the sleeping Odom HaMazik case, includes all the nine which Rav Usha adds to add. Because in that case, includes all those cases. As Rav Usha says, no, when you said four, I can't see more than four. Therefore, it's only four in the Mishnah. I have to add another nine in order to get, that's not in, when I read your Mishnah, it's only four, I have to add another nine cases. Why does Rav Usha only see four, and the Tana himself says, I see 13? So he said, as Rashi pointed out, it depends, the Mishnah says, there's a damage called bar. And the wallet, you have to pay, the owner of the bar, if you dig a hole, you have to pay for damage, which that hole does. It kills a person, then the owner doesn't pay. But if he damages the person, the owner of the hole does pay damage that that person has. If he breaks the arm, you have to pay nezek. One payment, it's called nezek, for breaking that arm, the whole owner. Says Rav Usha and the Tana, they say, we both agree. That's the halach over there. But what does it really say? We know there's two types of payments. When you damage something, there's two types of categories of payments. One is a payment for replacement. I took something away from you, I'm paying money to replace it. There's nothing called, I'm not replacing, I can never replace, but there's something called compensation. Yeah, I damaged you, I compensate you. Can't replace, can't spill over the spill pill. I have a spill pill, but I can, I go here to compensate. Says Rav Usha, you are only talking about payments that damage does, that's payment for replacement. You have no case in the Mishnah that talks about payments for compensation. Therefore, I am going to add all the damages, which are type of damages, which is called compensation payments. So therefore I've got the whole list of number nine more to add, which are called compensation payments, not replacement payments. Because you are only talking about replacement payments. Says the Tana, you know it's not true. I'm also talking about compensation payments. What's going on? Why is there machlokas whether the Mishnah is talking about compensation payments or only replacement payments? Yes. That's good for what Rashi is pointing out. You dig a hole and somebody gets damaged, breaks an arm. There's a payment there called nezek. What's that payment for breaking that arm? Is it called the payment which he's making? Is that called a replacement payment for money lost? And I'm filling up the loss? Or is it, can't do that, that's compensation. That's a compensation payment. It's never called replacement. Yeah, it broke his arm, you can't replace it. It's compensation. Yeah, so the Tana says, I hold that it's not replacement payments. When a bar damages somebody, and you have to pay for that broken arm, that's not called replacement. You can't replace a broken arm. You can't compensate for damaging his broken arm. So therefore, I'm talking about compensation payments as well. And therefore, when I'm talking about Odom HaMazik in the category of Odom HaMazik, it's also talking about not only replacements, compensation, and therefore talking about all your nine cases, which are forced to compensation payments. So I've got everything in Odom HaMazik, replacement and compensation in Odom HaMazik there. All 13. Says Rav Usha, no, I hold a hole which damages somebody and you pay. That is not a compensation payment. That is not a replacement payment. You take an eder, for example. You break his arm. He's now gone down in value in the shop. And you now, before broken arm, he's worth 1,000. Now with broken arm, he's worth 800. So therefore you pay 200. Why pay 200? Because I have taken $200 off the VAT. Now I'm facing that value. So it's called replacement payments. And therefore, the Mishnah is not talking about compensation anywhere in that Mishnah. It's only talking about replacement. Therefore, when say Adam Amazik in the Mishnah, it's also only talking about replacement payments. And therefore, Adam Amazik of compensation payments is not listed. I have to add it. I'll tell you another 9 cases which add that. So therefore, that's what's the shot of the Torah going on between the Ushya and the Tana. Religious, I need to add these 9. The Tana says it's already there. Because at the end of the day, it's among locusts, whether the damage which you do to a human being, is that payment called compensation, or is that payment called replacement? Now, big enough to come in at the dinner, I'll point out to you to sharpen it, is like this. Later on in the Masechta, we'll see that there's a halacha, that is, we know if somebody's ox kills somebody, what do you have to pay? The owner of the ox, what do you have to pay? He has to pay something called kofar. That's definitely a compensation payment, not called a replacement payment. Yeah? He pays kofar. Never can bring back somebody's debt. Okay. Somebody, the ox, okay? The Gemara says later on, if the ox of somebody kills somebody by mistake, without intention, didn't realize the person was there or something like that, and he killed it. There is no chiyuv kofar. There's no chiyuv for the owner of the ox to pay kofar under the circumstances where his ox kills somebody without intent. Yes, there's no chiyuv kofar. No chiyuv kofar in such a case. There's no chiyuv of kofar later on. We'll see there's no chiyuv of kofar when it's completely without intent. Okay? Yeah, and we'll see later on what the difference. That's the halacha. No chiyuv of kofar without intent. So we see, there's no compensation payments for your ox damage, damaging something, and then creating a chiyuv of compensation if it's without kavana. We see that. Okay. We know if an ox breaks a vase by mistake as he's walking in the streets, even if it's bishogeg without intent, we know, of course, what's the halacha? Does he need to pay the owner of the ox? That, of course he has to pay. That's like rechel. Yeah. So replacement payments, avada is not totally on intent, even by mistake. Replacement payment has to be made by the owner of the ox. Yeah, it's all about ox. Only ox. Your money damages and is a chiyuv of compensation. You only going to have to pay if it's with intent, not by mistake, but if your money damages and is a chiyuv of replacement, then you're going to have to pay even if it was not by mistake. That is... Okay, well, don't get me on everyone. Okay, I can on the streets. Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah, street that throughout one mistake. Okay. Now, okay. So replacement payments, you're always higher. Compensation payments, you're always potter when the animal does it out intent. Okay. Now, what's going to be the din if the animal breaks somebody's arm by mistake without intent? So, what is breaking arm? Is breaking arm compensation payments? Is for breaking arm a replacement payment? If it's the cat in compensation payments, then without intent you don't pay. If it's in the category of replacement payments, then even without intent you still have to pay. So what's breaking arm? So what's going to be the answer to that? What's breaking the arm? Compensation or replacement? What's going to be the answer to that? Based on what we said? Breaking an arm, is it compensation or replacement? What we said?
Machlokes.
Machlokes. Dr. Dinner said machlokes. Don't you hold like correct? If you held like the Tana, not Rav Ushya, And the Talmud says, I got in that Mishnah also compensation payments. He learned breaking the arm. What did the Talmud learn breaking the arm? Compensation. Memela, if he breaks someone's arm by mistake, the ox, he's going to have to pay or not. If it's compensation payments, according to Tana, breaking arm is compensation payments, and he does it without intent, the ox, do you have to pay?
No.
No, you won't pay. But according to a lawyer who says, there's no compensation payments in the Mishnah. And breaking an arm is not compensation, it's replacement. So therefore, when the ox breaks someone's arm by mistake, without intent, will he have to pay or not? He will have to pay. Nafkamina between the Moshe and the Tana of the Mishnah. Halach and the Maisa. If an ox breaks somebody's arm by mistake, that's nafkamina. What? Money value. Monetary value. He's gone down in value. What's replaced for payment? Means I took money away from you. I'm giving money back. You lost money. Here, back. Back to square one. But there's no chiyuv for owner of the ox to pay compensation if the ox did it by mistake. That's what we see later on in the Masechta. If the ox kills somebody by mistake, there is no chiyuv kosher. If it's in the same category, what's the category of killing? That's definitely compensation. The good element is called compensation, not replacement. So we see that the kofa is called compensation payment. It's not replacement payments. So we see category of compensation payments. There's no chiyuv compensation payments for the owner of an ox when it's a mistake. If breaking arm is in the same category, it also has the same release. Yes, a matia. He's negligent. That makes no difference whether the owner's negligent. Yeah, it's definitely negligent. But there's a release. It's a release that even if he's negligent, we see that if the what comes out of that negligence is a compensation payment, there is not all the time you're going to pay. If it's only because of by mistake, but of the ops themselves, there is a release. Not to do with logic, it's a release. A release later on, that ops kills. Due to the owner's vengeance, not looking after the ox, he kills. But if he does it by mistake, he doesn't have to pay compensation. Release. Not to do with logic and the things and fairness. Nothing to do with that. A release. Society is that release extended the broken arm or not. It depends what you call broken arm. That's enough gemino that comes out or is sent. Kofa. Yeah, no kofa. And therefore, the category we see from there is compensation payments due to your ox are not applicable if the ox does it by mistake. Yes, that's the limit we're learning. Regal, that's regal is not compensation payments. It's nothing to do with logic, it's nothing to do with spawn, nothing to do with fairness. So if you try to find out, is this fair or not fair, it's not going to help you. So to do is categorizing where there's a release, and where there's no release. Yes, let's learn it because there's lots of that. When we get to the stuff, maybe we'll try and work on it. Yeah. Oh, that's too beyond us at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's carry on in the Gemara. So Rav Ushua says, I'm adding, the Mishnah is only talking about replacement payments, I'm adding concepts of compensation payments which you have to pay, which are called damages. So it says the Gemara. Gemara says, Trey Gavna Odom. There's two categories of Odom. According to Rav Ushua, there's two categories of Odom. Beginning of the line is Tonile Odom. Beginning of the line is Tonile Odom. It's come out halfway through. Tonile Odom. So Rav Ushua says, there's two categories of Odom. Tonile Odom, is it Odom? There's a category of compensation payments, which I'm adding. But on the Adam, there is Iksha, and there's a category of replacement payments, which is what the Mishnah is talking about. So Adam asked the question. He asked, if you're saying there's two categories, then you should have more cases to add. Because you should say when the ox damages, there's two categories of when the ox himself damages. List the category of the ox damaging and hiding a replacement, monetary replacement. List the shard is and have a chiyuv of the ox damaging which causes compensation. Just as you have two categories in Adam and then you have to add all the Adams. So there should be two categories of ox and say the Mishnah is only talking about replacement payments by the ox. And saying, I'm going to have to add all the cases of the ox having creating compensation payments. Why don't you add those? Am I? So he says, Bishlomo, when a man damages our ox and there's a replacement payment, Nezik is the Mishalim, there's one payment called Nezik, it's called replacement. Adam the Isaac Adam, when a man damages his a human being, and that's a compensation payment. Mishalim Avidvan, we see not just the name has changed, we see that there's actually more obligations. He has, because of compensation, give four extra payments. So therefore, that's why I want to split them into two categories. Those in the Mishnah as a separate category called replacement. May I'm adding the ones called compensation, because it's not just a change of name, it's also a change of halacha in the sense that you have to pay more. And what's the difference if the ox damages the shah and is hired in replacement payments? And what's the difference if the ox damages a man and has compensation? There's a good song every day. It's a change of name, but it's the same payment. There's no additional chiyuvim. And since there's the Maisa only going to be one payment, just a change of name, I don't want to split it into separate categories. I want to just keep it all, I want to add those. I don't need to add those. Yes, with intention. With intention. With intention. With intention. With intention. Okay. So therefore, the Bible is saying, in theory, you can split the category even by ox, in theory. It's just because, even when you split it, it's just a change of name. It doesn't actually change halachas, because you still only make one payment, so I didn't want to split it. But with ox, it's not just a change of name, but even when the change of name happens, it's actually, you see, there's a physical change in halacha as well, because there's more payments, so therefore I split it up. Okay. So now, the Gemara asks a very important question. Okay? I understand your Boshia, why you added the cases of Sar, Ripu, Boshias. Because according to you, that's not written in the Mishnah, because this is compensation, and the compensation is not written in the Mishnah. But I've got a question now, says the Gemara. Hashoma Chinom, Vahashol, and Nosisocha, Vahashocha. You also added Rabushia, according to you, you added Shoma Chinom. And who don't do their job properly, and they have to make payments, and you say they're damages. You added them, meaning you didn't see that in the Mishnah. You didn't see the Shoma Sotah paying in the Mishnah. You didn't see it paying in the Mishnah. You didn't see the Mishnah was talking about such a case. So you added it. Okay. Why? Adam de Isaac Shahu. Those cases of the Shoma not doing a proper job are cases where the Adam, yes, he didn't do a proper job, and therefore he damaged by not doing a proper job. But what did he damage at the end of the day? What did he damage by not doing his proper job? What did the Shoma damage when he didn't do a proper job? What did he damage? He damaged the ox he didn't do anything after, or the vase he wasn't about. And what is that? The payment. Is that payment of compensation or replacement? What is it? Replacements. So therefore, according to Rav Moshe, replacements, the Mishnah is talking about replacements, so therefore it's already in the Mishnah, so why are you adding it? I understand you talk about, you want to add compensation payments. Fine, so add the Sar, Rav Moshe, those are compensation payments, because that, according to you, is not in the Mishnah. So Rav doesn't do a proper job, and he's an Otam Hamazik, and he damages a vase or a ox, that's a replacement payment. According to you, the Mishnah is talking about replacement payments. It's already in the Mishnah, so why are you adding it? And you said it. So there, the Gemara says, and this we're going to analyze a bit, the Gemara says an answer. You're right. If it be because of replacement payments, you should really say it's in the Mishnah. And you really shouldn't add it. But he's got another reason to add it. Toni hazeka to be zayin, because toni hazeka to be mamela. There's two categories, often called hazeka to be zayin, which is what the Mishnah is talking about. But Katani has taken the Mela, and I want to add and talk about payments which are called Hazekat the Mela. Meaning that the Mishnah, according to me, says Rav Moshe, says the Mishnah, according to me, is only talking about the Yadayim payments. And therefore, it's missing in the Mishnah, the Shomer payment when he's negligent in his job, because the Shomer payment, the job is not a Yadayim payment, it's a Mimela payment, and therefore it's not in the Mishnah, and for that reason it's not in the Mishnah, even though it's a replacement of money payment, but it's still not in the Mishnah because it's not Yadayim, and see, the Mishnah is only talking about Yadayim, so therefore I have to add the Shomer for a different reason. The Shomim are not there for different reasons. I have to add that. That is according to Rav Moshe. According to the Tana, we have to say the Tana is already, everything is there. Like we said originally. Yes, even these cases. That's good. So now, let me just ask you, Shipki, maybe she goes as well, if you don't mind. Shitri, what does it mean, the word be a Zion? And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And what does it mean, the word Mimela, and that's not the Mishnah, and I'm adding, and that's what the Shomer is, a Mimela. What does it mean, Mazik be a Zion, Mazik with Mimela? What does it mean? Both of the Shomers are correct. I'll repeat them for Dr. Dinity here. Is that be a Zion? Amatzia is saying, and says Mr. Welling, B'Zayim means active damage, and Memela means a passive damage. Yeah. And therefore, what Rav Moshe is saying, I see the Mishnah, and the whole Mishnah is talking about where damage is done actively. And therefore, I have to talk about a case where you're going to have to pay, even if you do it passively, which is called the Shomer, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, so let us see something over here. Let us see something over here. Says, but let me ask you a question, just a question over here. Fine. So you're telling me the Mishnah is not talking about passive damage at all. Now, any one of those cases of the Mishnah, go to back to your memory. Any one of them, all of them are called active damage, or do you have a problem in one of those cases which you would think they're called passive damage? So this Mishnah is talking about a whole, not a case. A whole, what happens by the whole case? What whole happened by the whole case? So you dug a hole. And so how did the person get damaged? Did the hole go to the person and touch the person in the face? Did the hole do that? No. So what happened? The person came, or the van, or the donkey came to the hole and said, "Oh, what would you define that? Passive or active? What would you define that? Is it a passive damage which the hole's doing, and or active damage which the hole's doing?" It's negligence, it's short negligence, otherwise it would start. But when the actual damage happens, it has in a passive way the damage is happening, or an active way the damage is happening at the time of damage. Yeah, so therefore Sahoret seems passive. And Rav Usha is saying everything is active. How? Again, we've got this problem. How can you say the bar over here is called an active damage, and therefore there's no passive in the Mishnah? I have to add the passive ones in the Mishnah, when clearly the bar seems to be a passive damage. So, you're saying good words, but we don't need to change the words and say those words. You keep the same words and still say that. Yeah, I'm not saying, what do you want to add? Yeah. You dug the whole thing. Okay.
I think, can I add to, I think he's contracting the time. In other words, he's making the past and the present one time. So even though you did it before actively, but it's as if you're doing it now.
Very good.
Or now.
Very good, Dr. Dinner. Very good. Together with Amatsia and Mr. Bloch, we'll put everything together. Basically, if we would go back to our memory, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal learned in Rashi on Daf Gimel on the base. We said we called Shabbos, I'm not sure if anyone was here at that stage. That in Rashi he learned that in the eyes of Rav, at least, a bar is considered not a passive damage, it's called an active damage. And the Mishnah is like Amatya, Dr. Dinner, Mr. Bloch are saying, let's use Dr. Dinner's words. You dug a hole, and Amatya's words, you shot an arrow. So at the time of contact, impact, you're no longer there. But it's just one long process, and therefore at the end of the day, the damage happens through my hole which I dug. I broke his leg. Or of this donkey. I broke his leg. So therefore, it's called an active damage in such a case. It is called an active damage. Okay. Fine. So now we understand where Rav Usha is coming from. Fine. Rav Usha is adding, and he's adding for cases in his ideas that the Mishnah hasn't thought about. He's adding cases which are called compensation payments, because Mishnah is talking about replacement payments, and he's also adding cases which are called passive damage, because the Mishnah is talking about active damage. Okay, and that's why he's adding these nine, because it's not there in his eyes in the Mishnah. So let us carry on the Gemara, and we'll see what Rav Chiya has to say. So comes along Rav Chiya and says, "Tony Rav Chiya, Esim va'aba avos nezikin. There's not four. There's not 13. There's 24. There's a further 11 on top of Rav Usha. Okay, what are they? Tashlumi kefil. You're going to have to pay double. The ganav pays double if he gets caught. So that double payment is a payment of damage. Tashlumi Abba Kavisha. He's going to have to pay four or five payments if he steals. The ganav steals somebody's sheep or and he sheds it. And he sheds it afterwards. He's going to have to pay five payments. Those five payments also damages. The ganav and gazlan. And the ganav of the gazlan, forget about the kefil and the extra payments, the ganav paying or the Gaza paying for what he did by stealing, and then the item can't be returned because it's destroyed. That Gaza doesn't pay for the Karen is called damages. It's called damages payments. Okay, let's repeat the list. The Aden Zomun, Aden, who tried to make some Ruvain pay money with false testimony, and they're caught out. And now the Aden Zomun have to pay in replacement of what they wanted to do to Ruvain. That's called the damage payments. Owners, somebody seduces a woman, rapes them. A mafata, somebody seduces a woman. A motzi shemra, somebody says that this woman was fooling around. And really, the husband says his wife was fooling around before they're married, after Erison. And in all these types of cases, there's a payment done. These are payments called damage payments. Hamatame, somebody's matame, somebody's produce, makes it tome. Now it's less usable, konim can't eat it. Madame, or somebody takes one's chulin and mixes it with truma, and now the person can't eat it because there's truma inside. Hamanase, somebody takes somebody's wine and offers up to Avzor, makes it osma hana. And Vahani, so extra leaven payments. All those extra leaven payments are called damage payments. Vahani Sasa, on top of the fifteen of the Ezra, altogether there's 24. Now, so let's see. So the Gemara, the one word of the Gemara further. The Gemara then asks a question. Rav Usha, my time I'm not talking, honey. Why didn't Rav Usha say 24? He only said 13. Why did he say these 11? Now, first question we have to ask, why didn't the Gemara ask on the Tana and say, Tana, you only said 4. Why didn't you say 24? Okay, you told me why you didn't say the 9 of Rav Usha. That you answered. Very good to understand why you didn't say the 9 of Rav Usha. Because according to you, it's all inclusive. So, what about the extra 11 of Rav? Mr. Tana, what about those extra 11 of Rav? So, why didn't the Gemara ask the question? Obviously, if the Gemara doesn't ask the question, because answering the question is so obvious, I don't need to ask it. Why is it so obvious? Why didn't list those extra 11 of Rav? For the same reason that we said up to now, that he didn't list Rav Usha. Yeah, what's the reasons that we said up to now the Tana didn't miss Rav Usha? Because we had either, according to Rav, it's all inclusive in the odds on damaging, or according to Shmuel, we're not talking about an odds on damaging. So therefore, you don't ask me questions for Rav Usha, because Rav Usha is either all inclusive what he says in the Mishnah already, or it's not the topic of the Mishnah, and therefore that's why the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. Those are the two answers we said before, according to Rav and Shmuel. So that's why we don't ask on the Tana. But Rav Usha, who does have additions, and he makes additions of 11, and he says additional payments, why did he say these extra 11 as well? He's making additions, he's not like the Tana, he does make additions. Because then it's not all inclusive and he makes additions. So when you're making additions, why are you only making a further 9 additions? You should make a further 22 additions. Yeah, further 18 additions. Further 18 additions. Why only 9? Further 18. Yeah, there are 4 already in the Mishnah, and you want to make additions, you made a further 9. Why make a further 9? Make a further 9 plus 11. 20. Make a further 20 additions. That's the last question. Rav Usha, why didn't you make these additions? So the Gemara answers. He says, my Tama lo Tani. Tani, the Mamona Kamari, the Kanasa lo Kamari. Rav Usha says, I'm only going to talk about additions which are monetary obligations because of damages. You took somebody's money away, and now because you damaged his money and took something away, so therefore you have to either replace it or compensate it. But Kanasas, which are not compensation or replacement money payments, Knosses are penalty payments. Penalty payments I'm not going to talk about. But what she says, I'm talking about replacement payments and compensation payments. But penalty payments, I'm not going to talk about. And therefore, says the Moshiach, I agree with you, maybe. I agree with you. But I'm not interested in listing penalty payments. I'm just not listening to the type we said in the first year. There's no mark locus in Zin whether they cause damages. Even the Tanna holds everything's damages, and the Rusha holds all these 24 damages. And therefore, there are payments which are, have to be made for the best quality. Fine. But I'm not going to list it. Because when I list them, I'm only going to list additions onto the Mishnah, which are monetary additions, either of payments or compensation. Penalty payments, I'm not interested in listing, even if it's true. I'm not interested in listing. I'll leave that up to Rafia. And Rafia said, no, I'm going to list also penalty payments. I'm going to list also penalty payments. Okay. So therefore, means that on every one of these 11, which Rafia is adding, according to the Gemara, they're all called penalty payments. Because that's the reason why Rav Moshe lists any one of those 11. Bemela, that is now the reasoning why the Gemara carries on and asks the following question. What's the following question? Ganav, v'gazlan, mamonu. How can you say when somebody steals an item, where it's through Ganavim, his payment is a penalty payment? About the Ganav, not the capital case. There's a capital, there's one. Okay, that's definitely a penalty payment. You're paying double. He only lost $100. You're paying $200. For sure, the extra $100, the capital, that's a penalty payment. But one of the lists wrote here was not the capital. One of the lists was actually the Karen itself, the Ganavan Gazlan. The $100 which he stole, which no longer exists, which the Ganavan Gazlan have to pay, according to the Gemara, that's called a penalty payment. Well, so that's not called a penalty payment. That's called Mamona. Why didn't Mamona list that? He doesn't want to list penalties. Why don't list penalties? But Gazan is not penalty payment. That is a taking somebody's money away, which you'll repeat it. It's replacement payment. Gazan. So why didn't Mamona list Gazan? It's replacement payment. That's the last question. So the answer is, who listened, Hakatoni, they show a chilam v'shom. He said, because Ganav, Gazlan are included in my list already. Which one, how is Ganav the Gazlan included in what I said, Rav Moshe says? Ganav the Gazlan is included in what I said. How's it included? It's included in my list when I said Shomrim pay when they don't do their job. Now, at this stage, that's an answer which is Chinese to me. Why does the Shomer pay? Why did the Shomer pay? Because how did he damage? What was he negligent in? Not doing his job. And then, of course, what happened to the item when he left the door open? What happened to it? God answers only something disappeared. Fine. What's that got to do with a gun of the Gazlan that you say when gun of the Gazlan is already included in what I said when Shomer pays? My high, my in and Schmitter, it's the Hasinai. My Kesha. What's the Kesha? The gun of payments is the Shomer payments. What's the Kesha? You know who's bothered by this question? Look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 lines up from the bottom. Rashi says, Tony they show Mechil of the show. It's already written by Shomechil of the show, says Rashi. The Hossam Nani Shayech Geneber. Thereby a Shomer is also in the Parsha to do with stealing. Could go. For example, I'll give you a case where it's to do with stealing. Shatan Shanikna Vemen, that the Shomer, when the owner came and said, can you please return my glass, my crystal glass, the Shomer said, sorry, I can't return it because it was stolen and it was lying. And really it wasn't stolen, And he had it all the time. V'omrin on the parent merubah, and we say later on, Shatan Tadis Ganus, that if a shomer wants to not give back the item with a false story that it was stolen, Kaganu, he himself becomes a gunner by doing that. But Tadis Ganus doesn't. If he tells you it was stolen from Gazela, and it wasn't, and he wants to keep it for himself, he himself becomes a gunner. Okay? So that is the reason, says Rashi, that it says, Rabusha, I already said the Shoma pays, that includes a Gana Vagazlan paying. It's part of a Shoma pay. Okay. I see from Rashi, he's relating to our problem, because he has to find how is a Gana what to do with Shoma. So he brought up a nice case. There's a scenario when the shomer becomes a gazlan, when he doesn't want to give it back with a false claim. Fine. But at the end of the day, I still have my question. My question being, is that shomer pays when he's negligent in his job because he damaged the item and didn't do the job and was taken away. And what's that? That's a type of damage like our Odom HaMazik of negligence. Like the sleeping man was negligent. So Shoma was negligent when he did do his job. Fine. But when the Shoma says to the owner, I'm not giving back your vase because of a lie, it's stolen. And we say, he himself is a gun. Why is the Shoma paying at that stage for making up a story? Because he was negligent? Or because he stole it? What's the reason? Direct. Is that called a negligence or direct damage? What's that? Direct damage. It's called direct damage. So how can you say it's included in the standard case of a shomer paying, it's included the gun of the gazlan? It's not true. The standard case of a shomer paying is paying because of negligence. The gun of the gazlan, even the shomer gun of the gazlan, is paying because of direct damage. So therefore you can't say they're included. So what, how's Rashi answer the question? Let's carry on the Gemara. That's why Rav Chiya makes it a separate payment. No, it's a separate category. This is negligence. This is for your diet. Carry on the Gemara. You'll see Rav Chiya says, that's not my reasoning. The Gemara carries on. You've also got showroom over there, and you still say it's not included. Why is it not included? So if I was not because showroom is negligence, and Ganev is direct. That's how I would answer. But Rav Chiya doesn't answer that. He says, Tona Mamona to Isra Tehe Taylor, but Tony Mona to Osliyote be Isra. No, there's two categories. There is a showman where he got it to Hector, the owner when he gave it to him. He was negligent afterwards. There's a damage due to negligence after getting the money to Hector. And there's a case of Gun of the Gazlan where he did get it to Hector, the owner didn't give him permission to take it, and therefore it's a separate category. Now, you're not answering like I would want to answer. Just simply say, one's direct, one's indirect, one's negligence, one's direct. Instead he gave a different answer. And what is this other answer? What does this answer mean? One's the Issa Beheta. No, my answer. One's the Issa Beheta. Why should that make a difference? So Mr. Shem, next week we'll pick it up from that question. These two questions. How is it, according to Rav Moshe, included in Shomim? And even Rav Moshe willing to accept that, and he comes up and says there's two categories called Issa Beheta. What is this Issa Beheta? So these two Nukudas we have to analyze next week on Shabbos, which is Shabbos to Azara, with a bit of Tosefos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Next week, the shiur will be Sunday and Thursday, most probably Wednesday, but it could switch to Tuesday. Just have in mind that it could switch to Tuesday, but probably Sunday, probably Monday. It's definitely Monday and Thursday. However, the third shiur will be on Tuesday or Wednesday, most likely Wednesday, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. It could switch to Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah? Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, we could switch to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Not on Sunday. No Sunday. Next week is Monday and Thursday for sure. The first show could be most likely Wednesday. It could switch to Tuesday. Okay.
Sure.
Have a wonderful chance. Yes, for sure.